Unit 13. Perceptions of Colors. There are about 50 different ways to describe snow in several Inuit and Yupik languages, while some languages around the world only have one word to describe it. Snow is a very important part of Inuit and Yupik life, but for many people living in Africa, it is just something they have seen in pictures, a movie, or on TV. Regardless of how many ways a particular culture describes the concept of snow, they all use a term that means the color white when describing what it looks like. Indeed, the World Color Survey, which collected data on color terminology from pre-industrial societies, determined that all of the 110 languages they studied have a word for the basic colors of black and white. Many languages also include words that mean red, yellow, green, and blue. More color complex languages also include terms for orange, purple, pink, gray, and brown. Although the survey discovered an elaborate assortment of terms used for different shades of colors in each language, it proposed that there is an underlying universal biological aspect to the way humans describe the basic colors. Even though many scholars disagree with this hypothesis, there is no question that individual cultures, and even individuals within those cultures, use the language of color to interpret the world around them. A dynamic process takes place in which language informs culture and culture informs language, both evolving to meet the needs of the members of society. People growing up in a specific culture learn the complex meanings pertaining to colors in their culture. There are clearly defined semantic rules that are internalized from a very early age. But problems can arise when these meanings are exported to other cultures. For example, in the 1950s, PepsiCo changed the color of their vending machines in Southeast Asia from dark blue to a lighter shade of blue they thought would be more appealing to their customers in the relatively hot and humid climate of that area of the world. What they did not realize is that to Southeast Asians, the hue of blue they used is the color associated with death and sorrow, and not the energizing and refreshing image they thought it represented. They became aware of the issue only after they noticed a significant drop in sales. In fact, colors have a wide variety of meanings, depending on the culture. Sometimes these meanings are exact opposites. For example, in North America, the color red is associated with danger, while in Asia, it is associated with happiness. In China, for example, if children receive a red envelope full of money from their parents or grandparents at New Year's, they experience the positive feelings pertaining to the color red. On the other hand, in the United States, seeing red means that someone is so angry that they literally see red.